This is Tales from a Campfire. I'm your host, Tommy, and tonight's...
Alright, everybody, welcome to Tanner Davison, the host of the Monster Legend Podcast.
Hiya. How's it going? Here, buddy.
It's going good. How's it been going with you?
I'm great.
Okay, so, what do you got for us tonight?
Just want to hang out and talk about witches, man. About the Halloween time.
The Howling Time. Oh, that's a weird name for it. I've always heard it referred to as the Burning Times.
Burning Times. The hold this board while we put a bunch of rocks on you until your chest collapses. Times. And witches, brooms. Where do black cats come from?
Black cats are awesome. I don't want people to consider them bad luck.
Yeah, they're really pretty, especially with, like, green eyes. Speaking of black cats, in most Western cultures, black cats have typically been looked upon as symbol of evil omens, specifically being suspected of being the familiars of witches or actually shape-shifting witches themselves. Most of Europe considers black cat a symbol of bad luck, particularly if one walks across the path in front of a person, which is believed to be an omen of misfortune and death. In Germany, some believe that black cats crossing a person's path from right to left is a bad omen, but from left to right, the cat is threatened favorable times. Black cat folklore has been changed into human shape to act as a spy or courier for witches or demons. When the pilgrims arrive at Plymouth Rock, brought with them a devout faith in the Bible. They also brought a deepening suspicion of anything deemed of Satan and were a deeply suspicious group. They viewed the black cat as a companion or familiar to witches. Anyone caught with a black cat would be severely punished or even killed. They viewed the black cat as part demon and part sorcery. These superstitions led people to kill black cats. There's no evidence from England of regular large-scale massacre of satanic cats or burning them in midsummer bonfires, as sometimes occurred elsewhere in Europe. In contrast, the supernatural powers ascribed to black cats were sometimes viewed positively. For example, sailors considered a ship's cat would want a black one because it would bring good luck. Sometimes fishermen's wives would keep black cats at home, too, in the hope they would be able to see their influence protect their husband at sea. In the folklore of Chile, southern Chile, black cats are an important element that is needed when hunting for treasure of the Moco. Black cats have been found that have lower odds of adoption in American shelters compared to other colors except brown. Although black animals in general take more time to find homes, the reasons given include not only superstition, but also the perception of black as boring compared to other colors, as well as the belief that black cats do not photograph well. Some shelters also suspend or limit adoptions of black cats around Halloween, fear that it would be tortured or used as living decorations for holiday and then abandoned. Despite this, no one has ever documented in the history of humane work any relationship between adopting black cats and cats being killed or injured. When such killings are reported, forensic evidence has pointed to natural predators such as coyotes, eagles, or raptors as the likely cause. Limiting or suspending adoptions around Halloween also places more cats of all colors at risk of dying in shelters due to overcrowding. August 17th is Black Cat Appreciation Day. Wayne H. Morris created a day in honor of his late sister, June, who had a black cat, Sinbad. The day was chosen in memorial of June's passing. In the early days of television in the United States, many stations located on VHFF Channel 13 used a black cat as a mascot in order to make sport of being located in an unlikely channel number.
I'm kind of sad people don't adopt black cats as much as they do the cat. Other cats.
Yeah, that is sad.
It's very sad. I'm not going to adopt all the cats, but my dog would chase them.
Yeah, but I would. Lark hates cats.
She doesn't hate cats. My dog can be right next to a cat as long as it's inside and not be bothered by it, but the moment they go outside, she'll start chasing them.
Yeah. Like, if there's a cat, like, anywhere, like, a 5-mile radius of my house, my dog's, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, like, witch movie.
Oh, that's got to be Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, yeah.
I think it's everybody's favorite. Which movie is Hocus Pocus? Or at least anybody that's seen it. Second favorite?
Yeah, what's the top five?
Top five. Okay, Hocus Pocus, definitely number one. Two through four, Halloween Town, the Halloween Town series.
Yeah. We have three and a four?
That's two through four. There. Oh, yeah, you don't... actually, I think there's four of them. There's Halloween Town, Halloween Town 2, which actually I put Halloween Town 2 as number 2. It's the best one out of the series. Then Halloween Town, and Return to Halloween, and Return to Halloween Town. Actually, I'll probably take Halloween Town. Okay, now it's Halloween Town 2, Halloween Town, and then Halloween Town High. I definitely don't like the fourth one. And the fifth one, oh, I don't know that stuff. You guys have seen the movie Witches?
Yes, with Jim Henson.
The one where the boy just turned into a mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably number five. that movie gave me night. That's, you know that scene where they all take off their mask at the same time?
Yeah.
That scene gave me nightmare when I was little. The creepiest thing I ever seen up to that point.
Yeah, it's still very creepy even now. Well,
just, yeah.
Hocus Pocus, for me, Hocus Pocus, number one. Number two, probably Halloween Town 2. Three, Halloween Town. Four, what other one you guys seen? Have you seen the Witch? Conjuring? No.
Haunted. I've seen that.
There's not like a ton of good, which, like, I don't know, Harry Potter or Gretel Hansel.
I guess that counts. They called them witches in the book, so yeah, I guess Harry Potter counts as a witch movie.
Oh, what's your favorite? Did you watch all the Harry Potter movies?
Read all the books.
Well, what's your favorite book?
And that also includes The Cursed Child.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Harry Potter's kind of boring for the character. To be honest.
I haven't seen the new one, so... the latest one, I got the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I haven't seen that one yet. It's like the one I haven't seen yet.
It's okay. It's not like Harry Potter. Different. It's like the same thing, but different, you know? It's like a...
It's supposed to be... I understand they're supposed to be prequels to Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. It has people in there from... some professors and villains in there, especially in the second one. We want to tell people about witchcraft.
Yeah, whatever you got up.
Oh, witchcraft. Witchcraft or witchery is a practice of magical skills, spells, and abilities. Witchcraft is a broad term that varies cultures and society, and this can be difficult to define with precision. Historically and concurrently, in most traditional cultures worldwide, notably in Asia, South America, Africa, the Africa diaspora, and indigenous communities in the Americas, terms commonly associated with those who use supernatural means to cause harm to the innocent. In places such as the Philippines, witches are viewed as those opposed to sacred indigenous religions. In contrast, anthropologists writing about healers in indigenous communities either use the traditional terminology of these cultures or broad anthropological terms like shaman. In the modern era, some used witch to refer to benign, positive, or neutral practices of modern paganism, such as divination or spellcraft. But this is primarily a modern Western popular culture phenomenon. Belief in witchcraft is often presented within societies and groups whose culture's framework include a magical worldview. The concept of witchcraft and the belief of its existence have persisted throughout the court of history. They have been presented central at various times in many diverse forms among cultures and religions worldwide, including both primitive and highly advanced cultures. Continue to have an important role in many cultures today. Historically, the predominant concept of witchcraft in the Western world derives from Old Testament laws against witchcraft. Enter the mainstream belief in witchcraft gained church approval in the early modern period. It is a theosophical conflict between good and evil, where witchcraft was generally evil and often associated with the devil and devil worship. This culminated in deaths, torture, and scapegoating, and many years of large-scale witch trials and witch hunts, especially in Protestant Europe, for largely ceasing during the European Age of Enlightenment. Christian views in the modern day are diverse and cover the gamut of views from intense belief, opposition, especially from Christian fundamentalists, to non-belief and even approval in some churches. In the mid-20th century, witchcraft sometimes called contemporary witchcraft to clearly distinguish it with older beliefs gained the name of branch of modern paganism, most notably practiced in the Wiccan modern witchcraft traditions, no longer practiced in secrecy. The Western mainstream Christian view is far from the only societal perspective about witchcraft. Many cultures worldwide continue to have widespread practices and cultural beliefs that are loosely translated into English as witchcraft. Although the English translation masks a very great diversity in their forms, magical beliefs, practices, and beliefs in their societies. During the age of colonialism, many cultures across the globe were exposed to the modern Western world via colonialism, usually occupied and often preceded by intensive Christian missionary activity. In these cultural beliefs, they were related to witchcraft and magic, were influenced by the prevailing Western concepts of the time. Witch hunts, scapegoating, and the killing of shunning of suspected witches still occurred in the modern era. Suspicion of modern medicine due to belief about illness being due to witchcraft also continues in many countries to this day, with serious healthcare consequences. HIV, AIDS, and the Ebola virus disease are two examples of often lethal infectious disease epidemics whose medical care and containment have been seriously hampered by religion, beliefs, and witchcraft. Other severe medical conditions whose treatment is hampered in this way include tuberculosis, leprosy, epilepsy, and the common severe bacterial brutal ulcer. So what do you think about that? What's going on?
Yeah, that's interesting. I got a couple questions for you, though. One, do you believe magic is real?
Define magic.
Magic. Being able to do things by the power of thought and intention, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think voodoo and witchcraft are interchangeable? Is voodoo witchcraft?
I don't think it is. I think it's more like...
Maybe I'm that kind of person. I should probably... Maybe I wonder if I can find a voodoo practitioner to have as a guest and ask them.
Yeah, sure. I would love to listen to that. The word witch is over 1,000 years old. Old English formed a compound Wicca craft from the ways witch and craft. The word witch was also spelled like Wicca or Wicca with a Y in Old English. It was originally masculine. Folk etymologies link witchcraft to the English word wise, wisdom, rag root, well, trapped, weird, of course, craft of these. So, like, wisdom craft, which, wise?
Wisdom craft? That's a new one.
I see where it comes from. In anthropological terminology, witches differ from sorcerers in that they don't use physical tools or actions to curse their maleficent is perceived as ascending from some intangible inner quality. One may be unaware of being a witch, or may have been convinced of their nature by the suggestion of others. Definition was pioneered in the study of Central African magical beliefs by Evans Pritchard, who cautioned that it might not correspond with normal English usage. Historians of European witchcraft have found it anthropological traditions difficult to apply to European witchcraft, where witches could simply use or be accused of using physical techniques, as well as some who really have attempted to cause harm but thought alone. European witchcraft is seen by historians and anthropologists as an ideology for explaining misfortune. However, this ideology has manifested in diverse ways as described below. So they're saying witches don't use like physical stuff, they use like their mind, they're saying.
So witches are what that thing is saying is witches are telepathic. Or man, that's not the right word for it. I don't know though.
It's psychic.
They still think it's cool. They found the etymology of the word witchcraft and had the word wisdom craft in it. That's pretty cool and interesting.
What's this face? His name. Come to me later. It's argued here that the medical arts played a significant, sometimes pivotal role in the witchcraft controversies of 17th century New England. Not only were physicians and surgeons and the principal professors arbiters who determined natural versus preternatural signs and symptoms of disease, they occupied key legislative, judicial, and ministerial roles relating to witchcraft proceedings. 46 male physicians, surgeons, and apothecaries are named in court transcripts of other contemporary source materials relating to New England witchcraft. These practitioners served as on coroners, inquests, performed autopsies, took testimony, issued writs, wrote letters, or committed people to prison in addition to diagnosing and treating patients. Some practitioners are simply mentioned in passing. Where beliefs in malicious magic practice exist, such practitioners are typically forbidden by law as well as hated and feared by the general populace. While beneficial magic is tolerated or even accepted wholesale by the people, even if the Orthodox establishment opposed it. Probably the most widely known characteristic of a witch was the ability to cast a spell. Spell being the word used to signify the means employed to carry out a magical action. A spell cannot exist of a set of words or formula or verse or ritual action or any combination of these. Spells traditionally were cast by many methods, such as by the inscription of runes or sigils or on an object to give the object magical powers, by the emulation of or binding of a wax or clay image called a poppet of a person to affect them magically, by the recitation of incantations, by the performance of a physical rituals, by the employment of magical herbs as an element, amulet or potions, by gazing at mirrors, swords, or other specula, for scrying for purposes of divination, by many other means. Strictly speaking, necromancy is the practice of conjuring the spirits of the dead for divination or prophecy. Although the term has been applied to raising the dead for other purposes, the biblical witch of Endor performed it in 1 Sam 28. It is among the witchcraft practices contended by Alfric of Insham, witches still go to the crossroads and to heathen burials with exclusive magic and call to the devil, and some comes to them in the likeness of the man they buried there, if he rise from death. In Christianity and Islam, sorcery came to associate heresy and apostasy, and to be viewed as evil. Among the Catholics, Protestants, and secular leadership of the European late medieval, early modern period, fear of about witchcraft rose to fever pitch and sometimes led to large-scale witch hunts. The key century was the 15th, which saw a dramatic rise in awareness and terror of witchcraft, culminating in the publication of the Mullis of Malfurion, prepared by such fanatical popular preachers as Bernardo of Siena. In total, hundreds of thousands of people were executed. Others were imprisoned, tortured, banished, and had lands and possessions confiscated. Majority of those accused were women, though in some regions, majority were men. In early modern Scots, the word warlock came to be used as the male equivalent of witch. The Malleus Maleficarum, Latin for hammer of the witches, the witch hunting manual written in 1486 by two German monks, Henrik Kramer and Jacob Springer. It was used by both Catholics and Protestants for several hundred years, outlining how to identify a witch, what makes a woman more likely than a man to be a witch, how to put a witch on trial, and how to punish a witch. The book defines a witch as evil and typically female. The book became the handbook for secular courts throughout the Renaissance Europe, but was not used by the Inquisition, which even cautions against relying on the work. Throughout the early modern period in England, the English term witch was usually negative in meaning, unless modified in some way to distinguish it from cunning folk. Alan McFarlane writes that there were a number of interchangeable terms for the practitioners, white, good, or unbiting witches, blessers, wizards, sorcerers, however, cunning man and wise man were the most frequent. In 1584, Englishman, a member of Parliament, Reginald Scott, wrote, "At this day, it is indifferent to say in Europe ton, she is a witch or she is a wise woman." Folk magicians throughout Europe were often viewed as ambivalently by communities, considered as capable of harming as of healing. It led to them being accused as witches in a negative sense. Many English witches are convicted of consorting with demons. Many have been cunning folk whose very familiars have been demonized. Many French devanguesseurs or divine healers were accused of witchcraft. And over one half accused witches in Hungary seem to have been healers. Some of those who described themselves as contacting fairies described out-of-body experiences traveling through the realms of an other world. Crazy.
Very interesting.
That's a lot of people died.
Excuse me. So I've got a question. Of all that, going through all those history of witches that you researched, do you ever come across the lore behind why witches are depicted with broomsticks? Are riding broomsticks?
Okay.
Scott, I already know the answer. If you don't.
I don't know.
Back in the Salem witch trial days and stuff, witches were considered to be married to Satan. And the broomstick was the safer work version of saying witches were riding Satan's dick. Yeah. That is why witches were originally depicted riding broomsticks. The hat? I was looking at the hat. Look at the hat. The hat is weird, too. Like, there's different stories that a witch's hat is shaped like that. Like, one version is they sold beer, and it was a sign for homebrewed beer.
That's what I heard, too. Eva Park states that the reason for accusations of witchcraft fall into four general categories. 1, a person was caught in an act of positive or negative sorcery. 2, a well-being sorcerer or healer lost their clients or the authority's trust. 3, a person did nothing more than gain the enmity of their neighbors. 4, a person was reputed to be a witch and surrounded with an aura of witch beliefs or occultism. She identifies 3 varieties of a witch in popular belief. The neighbor witch or social witch, a witch who curses a neighbor following some conflict. The magical or sorcerer witch, either a professional healer, sorcerer, seer, or midwife, or person has, through magic, increased her fortune to perceive tournament of a neighboring household due to neighborly or community rivalries and ambiguity between positive and negative magic. Such individuals can be labeled as witches. The supernatural or night witch, which trained in the court, narratives as a demon appearing in visions and dreams. Neighborhood witches are a product of neighborhood tensions and are found only in self-sufficient villages, communities where inhabitants largely rely on each other. Such accusations follow the breaking of such social norm, such as the failure to return a borrowed item, and any person part of the normal societal exchange could potentially fall under suspicion. Claims of sorcerer witches and supernatural witches could arise out of social tensions, but not exclusively. The supernatural witch, in particular, often had nothing to do with communal conflict, but expressed tensions between the human and supernatural worlds. Eastern and Southeastern Europe, such supernatural witches became an ideology explaining traumatics that befell entire communities. So I heard, like, Salem was, like, caused up from, like, it's like mold on the grain. It's like a mold that winter.
What? Okay, I know Sam was supposed to be haunted from all the witches, all the witch child death that went up on there, up there. First I heard about mold or anything. But I heard you right. See, there was a lot of death in Salem. I forgot how many there Salem.
Like
50, say? At least 50. More than 200 people.
Whoa, shit.
Okay, were accused. Only 30 were found guilty. 19 of those were executed by, were hanged. And I know one was at least, that was 14 women and 5 men were hanged. One was crushed. Was literally crushed to death. They even did a, that was even included in the, play the Crucible. The earliest recorded witchcraft execution was that of Alice Young in 1647 in Hartford, Connecticut. Oof. What? There was apparently a four or five year old accused of witchcraft.
What? How?
Dorothy Good, what's her name?
Dorothy Parker.
And confessed to being a witch. Well, yeah, if you torture a 4 year old, then they probably didn't have confess to anything you want them to.
Yeah. In ergotism forms in the rye after a severe winter and a damp spring. Conditions that Caporal and other historians claim were presented in 1691, therefore affected the rye harvest for exception in 1692. After rye contracts ergot, the fungus grows and replaces shoots on the grain with Sclerotia. Ergot Sclerotia are purple-black growths that contain lysergic acid and ergotin. Since Sclerotia are purple, since magical knowledge was sparse, the presence of darker shoots on rye was probably thought to be the product of overexposure to the sun, so it was monthly eaten despite being poisonous. Once contracted from rye bread, ergotism, also called St. Anthony's Fire, causes severe convulsions, muscle spasms, delusions, sensations of crawling under the skin, and in extreme cases, gangrene of the extremities. Severe hallucinations can also be associated as lysergic acid, a substance which drug LSD is synthesized. These symptoms were the same as those shown by the accused in Salem, mostly young girls whose immune systems are not yet fully developed, leaving them susceptible to diseases such as ergotism. The village doctor, being religious and so, theory goes, unaware of ergotism as a disease, treated to strange symptoms to be a known evil witchcraft. He claimed that the girls had fallen victims to the evils of witchcraft and the girls went along with it. The rest of the townsfolk fell victim to disability, thus trials commenced, which the accusations of witchcraft being targeted by the outcasts of society, by those who were afflicted. According to his theory, the broad end of the witch trials in May 1693, happened quite simply because Salem ran out of ergot contaminant grain. There is, however, still more too much debate over whether or not the theory should be accepted. Many social psychologists insist that actions of the girls can be attributed to social and political unrest. Erotism doesn't factor into certain social aspects that could explain what really happened. Such aspects include Reverend Paris's possible ulterior motives and the immense amount of stress put on the population during 1692 due to smallpox outbreak and the quickly expanding population. Unfortunately, we will probably never know exactly what happened in Salem during the witch trials. All sides of the argument agree, however, there was probably nothing supernatural at work. According to some people, real evil might have been on the supper table. So they were eating like bad bread and tripping balls. The doctor was like, I don't know, witches, devil?
I don't know. Salem was weird. The entire witch trials were weird, in all honesty.
They had no due process at all. It's all you.
Well, apparently, well, I think this was before the Constitution was written, so.
Yeah, it's like 20 years, 100 years before.
I forgot what year the Constitution was written. I'm looking it up real quick. And make sure I'm right on saying that. I don't want to misinform our listeners.
Yeah, like 16.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Sandwich Trials. Okay, the U.S. Constitution was written 1780. In 1789, and the witch trials were in the 1600s. Yep. I want to say 1628. Eight or something, but hold on. 1692. So yeah. about 80 years, yeah, 80, 90 years before the Constitution was even written, and gathers more due process now than when we're showing the Salem witch trials. For most people.
Murder of Victoria Clinton.
I wonder if anybody's been ever accused of murder by witchcraft.
I think I found a case.
You found a case where somebody was accused by murder by witchcraft? I gotta hear that, if you did.
Victoria Ajo Kumbe, born November 2nd, 1991, died February 25th, 2000, was tortured and murdered by her great-aunt and her great-aunt's boyfriend. Her death led to a public inquiry and produced major changes in child protection policies in the United Kingdom. Born Abobo Kote Devoe, Klimbe left the country with her great aunt Marie, Grace Kowa. Francis, and who later abused her for an education in France, where they traveled before arriving in London in April 1999. It's not known exactly where Kobo started abusing Klimbe, although it's suspected to have worsened when Kobo and Klimbe met and moved in with Carl Manning, who became Kowa's boyfriend. During the abuse, Klimbe was burnt with cigarettes, tied up for periods of longer than 24 hours, and hit with bike chains, hammers, and wires. Up to her death, the police, the social services, department of four local authorities, National Health Service, National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, and local churches had contact with her and noted the signs of abuse. However, in what the judge in the trial following Klimbe's death described as a blinding incompetence, all failed to properly investigate the case, and little action was taken. Kowa and Manning were convicted of murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. For Klimbe's death, the parties involved in the case were wildly criticized. A public inquiry led by Lord Laming was ordered. It discovered numerous instances where Klimbe could have been saved, but that many of the organizations involved in her care were badly run, and discussed the racial aspects of surrounding the case. Many of the participants were black. Subsequent report by Laming made numerous regulations related to child protection in England. Klimbe's death was largely responsible for the formation of the Every Child Matters Initiative, the introduction of the Children Act of 2004, the creation of Contact Point Project, a government database designed to hold information on all children in England, now defunct after closure by the government of 2010 and the creation of the 2000 Office of Children Commissioners, chaired by Children's Commissioner for England. Victoria Klembe was born on November 2nd, 1981, in Obobo near Abidjan, Ivory Coast, the fifth of seven children. Her parents were Francis Klembe and his wife, Berthe Amose. Marie's Koa Francis' aunt was born on 17th of July, 1956, in Bonawa, Ivory Coast, and lived in France with her three sons, claiming welfare benefits. She divorced her former husband in 1978, and he died in 1995. Koa was attending her brother's funeral in the Ivory Coast. She visited the Klembe's family in October 1998. She informed them that she wanted to take a child back to France with her and arranged for their education. This sort of informal fosterage is common in the family society. Doris Klembe was apparently happy to be chosen. Although her parents had met Koa only a few times, they were satisfied with the arrangements. From that point onwards, Koa frequently maintained that Klembe was her daughter. Koa had originally planned to take another young girl called Anne Koa, but Anna's parents changed their mind. Klembe traveled on a French passport in the name of Anna Koa and was known as Anna throughout her life in the United Kingdom. It is not known exactly when Koa started abusing Klembe, but his parents received three messages about her when she left them until her death, all saying she was in good health. Koa and Klembe left the Ivory Coast possibly in November 1998 and flew to
So somebody has been accused by murder by witchcraft. That I'm not expecting that. I just found this really interesting little article.
Yeah.
Took place in Cedar Park. I don't know where Cedar Park is. But apparently a city council member was ranting online about witches and Satanists, and decided of all times to hold a prayer. A prayer meeting, I guess, our circle, yeah, on Friday the 13th at 3 a.m. on a full moon. Like, if you're gonna, it's like the worst possible time ever to hold a prayer meeting against witches and Satanists. But that seems to be the time decided to do it. And about 30 members of a coven area showed up and helped and hosted a counter protest against them. So that, apparently there was also a Christian counter protest, which 10 people prayed and blew a ram's horn through the entirety of the event at 3 a.m. You know that had to piss some people off.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to hold something against witches, why would you do it on a full moon on Friday the 13th. I cannot think of a worse possible time.
Really bad look. Hey, what's up, Brick and Mirror first, and welcome to her ladder.
This game looks, somebody showed up with a ram's horn. Where did they get a ram's horn?
I
want to know if people got a ram's horn to blow, like as a trumpet. That's the most impressive part of that. I wonder if that's in Florida. That's like something that would happen in Florida. Somebody just having a random ass Cedar Falls. Where the hell is it? It's in Illinois. Now there's four Cedar Falls. There's one in Illinois, one in Iowa. Three. One in Iowa and one in Ohio. So I don't know which one that was, but that's, I thought I could find out. Tim. Iowa. Cedar Falls, Iowa. Okay, that's where that took place. This has nothing to do with witches, but I noticed your podcast is about coming to the end of the States. Are you going on to the rest of the world after you finish? I guess Wyoming would be the last one.
Yeah, I'm going to gone to Canada.
Canada, cool. to know you were going to stop after 50, you were going to keep going. That's nice to know you're going to keep going with it.
Yep. The whole world.
Ireland has some nice legends, mostly about fairies. Yeah.
Fairies and unicorns and
leprechauns are dicks, according to Ireland.
Yeah. Is there anything like that? They are in the movie Leprechaun or dicks. You ever seen that movie? Leprechaun? With the guy from, I think he's a goblin and
yeah. I would think that we probably wrap it up there for tonight. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being a guest. Coming and being a guest on my podcast, man.
Problem.
If you ever do Ireland, for some reason I have researched fairies quite a bit for some odd reason. So when you're ready to Ireland, I could probably help you out if you can't find somebody from Ireland to help you out.
Yeah, man, coming on in anytime. Guys, everybody listening, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But you can find all that stuff. Just go to MonsterLegendPodcast.com, and you'll find everywhere you can find me for podcasting.
Yeah. If you guys have not checked out his podcast, check it out. It's actually very informative.
And I still say
the one on Missouri.
Missouri, yeah.
I'm still saying that guy is just making up shit up when he said he saw penguin-shaped aliens. It was February 14th, and his ass just forgot it was Valentine's Day. He had to explain it somehow to his wife. Where's my present? What? It's Valentine's Day. The aliens took it. They were penguin-shaped.
Honey, I swear, it was a UFO or penguins. They were out there in the cow field. Man, I hope you have a good one, man.
Yeah, have a good one, man. Once again, we got everybody, Tanner Davidson.